guys! And welcome to episode 18 of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl. Okay, so I'm pretty sure the angle is looking a little different here. I'm just trying things, okay? I'm trying things and I'm trying to look more skinny because I was watching back the last episode when I was editing it. I'm like, girl, do we know how to sit up straight? Girl was slouchy. So I'm just trying to look. And plus when I'm like editing for social media, I like to zoom in to some clips and I feel like there's not like enough space above my head. So we're just trying. Okay, we're just trying this. If it's horrible and we hate it, I'll never do it again. Okay, it is what it is. Thank you so much. So anyways, guys, welcome. Wow, I'm in a sing songy mood today, apparently. Anyways, so welcome back. We've got a couple of things in the docket today. First of all, happy Easter to those of you who celebrate. Happy Easter to you. Easter has always been kind of a funny holiday in my family because me and my sister, we did not grow up religious whatsoever. Like, and it's not even that, like, our parents raised us, like, to be against religion. Like, it just was not a thing in our house. It just wasn't a thing. We weren't religious. We weren't anti-religious. It's just, we were just very neutral. No church, no nothing. However, we were big Christmas and big Easter celebrators. not because of the Lord or Jesus Christ or anything like that, but just because it was fun and we were kids and, you know, the idea of waking up to find gifts under the tree or waking up to find little chocolate eggs all around the house. It was so much fun. And I think our parents had a really good time with that as well, like being able to do that stuff for us. So while we were never religious, like we never did the Good Friday or the Easter Sunday services at church, like we never did that. Like we would literally wake up, eat a buttload of chocolate, and then have a great day. And so growing up, I have always been very fond of my Easter memories because my mom used to make us Easter baskets, but they were so fun. Like there'd be chocolates and chocolate eggs and there would be a teen magazine with like One Direction posters in it, or there would be like a skipping rope because it would be around the springtime and stuff. And just very fond memories, okay? And so I don't know if this dates back to our Easter days, but if you are a girl and you have a sister, you have to tell, there's always like the sisters are always color coded in some way. Like either you have a purple sister and a pink sister, or you have like a green sister and a pink sister. Me and my sister were always the purple and the green sisters. That's just how it was. And so we were always color-coded in that way. So my sister would have a green basket. I would have a purple basket. Again, I'm not 100% sure if that goes back that far. But, like, nowadays, my mom will always get us, like, purple Christmas ornaments and green Christmas ornaments and stuff like that. Like, we're the purple and the green sisters. Okay, if you have a sister, you know. Like, y'all were color-coded growing up. That's how it was. So that was that. So we were the green and the purple sisters. And so I just have very fond memories of that. And like, we would run down the stairs, get our Easter baskets. And it's so funny because like my mom would set them up so beautifully for us and we would throw everything out of it so we could use the basket to go hunting for eggs, chocolate eggs. Okay. And so, and I even remember me and my sister loved Easter so much that you guys, when like the Easter egg hunt was done and we were done like with like our breakfast, if we had a Sunday breakfast or something like that, we would spend the rest of the day taking turns hiding the eggs that we just found around the house. We would hide them again for each other. And like we would play like kind of house, but it was Easter. So we would re-hide all of the eggs for fun. And like we loved it so much. And I remember when my sister was still pretty young, I remember she just like lined them up along like the trim of the wall or something like that. I have very fond Easter memories. So if you're celebrating Easter today, if you're not celebrating Easter today and you just like eating chocolate, happy Easter to you all. And I hope y'all are having delicious breakfasts and dinners. And yeah. So actually, I'm actually filming on Saturday today, you guys. I know. And it's not because I'm being responsible. That's literally the opposite of what's going on. It's because I genuinely don't have the time to film tomorrow. So I know I'm unable to be a procrastinator this week. So be proud of me. Thank you. But tonight I'm driving down to Sarnia and I'm going to stay until tomorrow because we're going to have our Easter dinner tomorrow. Because my mom is making a roast with the Yorkshire pudding thingies. I said, I can't miss that. Sorry, I can't miss that. So that's my plan for this weekend. And then today, I'm going shopping with bestie Jennifer. We're gonna go shopping, go for lunch and stuff like that. So I've got a very busy weekend ahead of me, but I'm very excited. And yeah, that is that. So yeah, Easter is here and I'm very excited about it. Plus it's a long weekend. I was off yesterday and it was luxurious. But you know what I'm mad about? Is I'm not off on Monday. What do you mean? Why isn't everything closed on Monday? Why do only, like, the government, like, the hospitals, the banks, why do they only get it off? I'd like to discuss that, please. Anyways, let's start a petition that everybody gets Easter Monday off. Thank you. I do like money, though, so, you know, it is what it is. So, anyways, yeah, that's that. And, okay, a couple other things that are going on in my life. What's going on in my life? Okay, hopefully I look really skinny right now. Let me know. And my hair is really cute today. Thank you so much for noticing. So, yeah, just living my life, okay? And it is, what, 17 degrees out on this Saturday afternoon, which I'm absolutely loving, but there's no sun, which I'm not loving that much. So we're not getting the best lighting today, but it is what it is. Okay, it's better than nothing. Thank you. Anyways, for other life updates, I have, okay, you guys, okay. I have very exciting news that I thought I was maybe going to be able to share today, but I can't. So just know, I'm hoping next week I'm going to be able to share this news. A lot of you know already, like a lot of you know already. So if you know, you know. But it is, I can't share it yet. So you're just going to have to wait and see. Thank you so much. But yeah, so that's that. I know. That is so horrible of me to say, hey, I have really exciting news, but I can't tell you. But like, literally, I can't tell you yet. Okay? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. I'm hoping to know next week. Calm down. So yeah. So the reason, not the main reason, but one of the reasons me and bestie Jennifer and a couple other friends are going out shopping today is because I would like to start shopping for some clothes for New York City, NYC. Just got here this morning. $3. Two bags, one me, NYC. I give you fair warning. Up there in the lights. I don't know what the last... Anyways. So I want to get some really fun clothes and such for New York City because our New York weekend trip is less than a month away. Today is April 19th. We are leaving on May 16th. I'm really targeting weekend. You guys, oh my god, I could not be any more excited. And I know there's the state of the world right now is not ideal. And so I've had a couple people say, hey, I'm really scared for you for when you go to New York, so please be careful. And I'm like, no, I understand that. And like, apparently a lot of, okay, I don't know if this is true. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't speak of this. Okay, it's very political. Apparently at the airports, Canadians are being stopped before they enter like the States to see if they have propaganda on their phones or something. Again, I don't want to talk about it because I know just Canada has like very odd regulations on social media about like things to talk about when it comes to like the political state of the world and the political state of the United States. So we're going to stay away from that. Anyway, so I've had a couple people be like, please be careful when you're over there. And I'm like, I will, of course. But nothing is going to stop me from going to New York City, okay? Nothing. Because there are things to see. There are things to see, things to do that have been on like my dream bucket list since I was a kid. That's not true. I'm being dramatic. But still, there are things that I need to see, things that I need to do. You guys, I'm sorry. There's so much going on right now. Good Lord. Okay. Let's reel it in. Let's reel it in, shall we? Okay, so a couple of the things that I want to see when I go to New York. I'm very excited, you guys. So we have officially, I don't even know if I've talked about this yet. Whatever. We have officially booked our Broadway show that we're going to see on the Friday evening. We're going to go see Book of Mormon. I'm very... Hello! My name is Eller Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing thing. Hello. So we're going to go see that. I'm really excited because I feel like that's a really good show for Broadway fans and non-Broadway fans alike. Like, it's a very good, you know, funny, entertaining show. So I'm very excited. So we're gonna go do that. And just, I love, because I have been to New York one time, as I've mentioned before. I don't like to count it. Like, I do, but I don't, because it was, we were actually in New York City for probably 12 hours. And other than that, we were staying in New Jersey in an Airbnb because it was for the Harry Styles concert at MSG, which was fabulous. I know I've spoken about this before, but just as a little reminder, thank you. So we did see, like, we went down Broadway Street, saw all the theaters, and we went into Macy's. I think we did the M&M store, I think. Macy's is huge, by the way. I never realized how massive it is. It's like 8 floors, and it's huge. And in that location, like in Times Square, they have like escalators that go up to each floor. But like the higher you go up, the older the building is because they haven't like done renovations up there. So some of them are like wooden escalators and they're so old, but it's so cool. Anyways, that's so off topic. And so we did MSG, obviously. We did, like, we were in Penn Station. We did a couple of the gift shops in Times Square. We did Times Square. And it was so fun. Like, it was literally so amazing. But we were only there during the day, and then as soon as the concert was done, we rushed to Penn Station so we could get the train back to New Jersey so that we could go to sleep and then leave the next day. So it was a very impromptu trip to New York, and so I'm very excited to do it again. And this time, like, I can go at night, go see Times Square at night, go to the Brooklyn Bridge, go see the Brooklyn Nine-Nine building in Brooklyn, which I must do. That's very high on the list for me. I'll go by myself, bitch. I don't care. I will brave the New York City subway system. I will do it. Thank you so much. So we're gonna do that. I want to so badly go to the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. There is one in New York. I'm almost certain that there is, because the Harry Styles wax figure is there, and I have to go see it. And I also want to go to MoMA. That's what it is, right? MoMA. I don't know if it is. Anyways, whatever. It's the really famous art museum that's there in New York. And it has literally, I could cry about it. I actually really could cry about it, but I'm not going to. I really could cry about it. It has Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night. I don't know if it's going to be there when we're there. Last time I checked, it is. What do you mean? What do you mean Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night is there? What do you mean by that? Because, listen, I am an art girly through and through, as y'all know. Like, anything that's related to the arts, music, theater, visual arts, I am a bitch for the arts, okay? And I have been since I was a kid. And, oh my God. So just art and old paintings and old stuff like that is so fascinating, and it is so beautiful and gorgeous, and I could literally stand there and look at things for hours. I really could. And so I know there's a bunch of Andy Warhol things there. I haven't done a ton of research as to what else is there, because I know sometimes it changes. So I know there's lots of Andy Warhol. There might be some Monet there. But I am very excited to see Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night. That's going to be like an out-of-body experience. Like, to me, Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night is the equivalent to going to Paris and seeing the Mona Lisa. Like, to me, that's like on like the same level. Of course, that's a whole different experience. One that I will experience someday. Yes, I will. Someday I will experience that. I was just talking about this because a lot of the people that I know have been to Europe, and like one of my coworkers just got back from a 2-week trip where she went to like Paris, she went to all kinds of places. And I have not done a lot of traveling. I have been to Florida and that's it. That is the one, and New York. Okay. I've been to New York and I've been to Florida. Those are like the two places out of Canada that I have been to. And so the first time I ever went to Florida, we drove. So technically I have been through like Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia. Like we didn't stop anywhere though. Like we didn't go to the city and see anything. So the only places I've traveled to is Florida and New York, and that's it. So I've never been to anywhere tropical. I've never been to Europe. I've never been to like Mexico and shit like that. And so I'm very envious of the people that who have, because it's just something I want to do so bad. It is a dream to go to Europe, but it's so expensive. And you guys, the day you find me in Athens, Greece, oh my God. That is my number one dream destination, is Athens, Greece. I think Greek mythology is so fascinating. I love it. That was always, anytime that I was in English class in high school, that was my favorite subject. Like the favorite part of the course was the Greek mythology. And I remember we read Percy Jackson in grade 9, and I was freaking loving every bit of that. I love Greek mythology. It is so fascinating. Like, as a Toronto girly, every time I go to the ROM, which I've only been like 2 or 3 times now, the Greek part of it is my favorite. The statues and like the bust sculptures and the art and like the, it is, I am obsessed with it. And the whole idea of like Aphrodite and Athena and Zeus, and it is just so fascinating to me. I love it so much. And again, like, I'm not gonna pull a Brittany Broski on you and like really start delving into like, because I'm just not smart enough for that, okay? I'm not smart enough to like actually get into Greek mythology and art history. I'm not smart enough to really like dive into it and like study it and like really speak about it. But just know that I am so obsessed with Greek mythology and like the Greek, what's it called? I was about to say agriculture, but that is not right. Architecture! The Greek architecture and the Colosseum. And all like, oh my God, I need to go. I need to be there. So yeah. So the time that you, anytime that you catch me, the time that you catch me in Athens, Greece, just know my bucket list is complete forever. That is my dream destination 100%. And of course, I want to go to London. I want to go to Paris. I want to go to Italy. Oh, I want to go to Italy so bad. So yeah, I just, in the last like 2 years, I have gotten the travel bug so badly, because I feel like, of course, I'm so young. I'm not even 25 yet. A lot of people don't travel until they're older, until they've made some money. But like, I just see all these people going and it's just like, oh my God, take me there, please, for free. But for free though. Thank you. And yeah, so that was a huge, I don't even remember what I was talking about that made me get there. I was talking about art. Right? I was talking about Van Gogh's Starry Night, and that's what I was talking about. Anyways, so yeah, that's that, and yeah, that was random. So yeah, travel bucket list is, I want to go to New York as many times as I can in my life. I love New York so much. I want to have Raising Cane's. There in the hotel that we're staying in New York, there's a Raising Cane's that's like around the corner. Yeah, I'm going to have that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day that I'm there. Yes, I am. And yeah, okay, oh, things that I want to see in New York, that's what I was talking about. Okay, so let's reel it back in a little bit. So I want to go to the MoMA. I'm really excited to go to the MoMA, see Starry Night, see everything else that is there. I want to go to the Natural History Museum, just to be outside of it, just to go to the building. I feel like that's going to be the case for a lot of the things that I want to see, because there's so many like little museums and things to see. But even just like being there is going to be good. I want to go to, this is going to sound so dumb. It's going to sound so dumb, but it kind of relates. I want to go see Alexander Hamilton's grave. Alexander Hamilton's like grave is at, what is it? I just had it in my head what the church is called. It's like Trinity Church or something like that. I don't know. So I want to go see that, because people leave like pennies and stuff on it. I want to go see that. And I have to speak about it or I will forget. Motherfucking Leslie Odom Jr. is reprising his role as Aaron Burr on Hamilton on Broadway. And I'm not going to be there. That is so crazy. So that alone is going to get me back into my Hamilton face, but I can't talk about it. I can't. Whatever. That's, I love that. I can feel the Broadway phase creeping back into my bones every day that passes. I can feel it. I don't like it, but I can feel it, unfortunately. And so, yeah, I want to go see Hamilton's grave. I would love to go to the place where Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr, where they dueled, and where Aaron Burr shot Alexander Hamilton. I don't remember what it's called, but it's in Jersey. It has a crazy name. I don't remember. I want to go there. I want to see the Brooklyn Nine-Nine building, as I mentioned. I want to go to Times Square again. I want to... There's so many things. I have a list. You know what, guys? Let's see how quickly, because I've got like a small Google Doc going of like the links to them, the addresses, like the hours they're open, how much it is per person. Let's see how quickly I can pull that up so I can go through with you. Because you guys, I am just like in New York mode right now. Getting ready. What am I going to wear? What we're going to go see? Starting to plan like passes and booking tickets and stuff like that. I want to go to Battery Park, which is on the list. I remember that. I want to go to Battery Park because I don't want to go to the Statue of Liberty just because we're only there for like 3 full days and that's not a lot of time. So I don't want to waste too much time traveling. Like I want to book it in a way, like start scheduling it in a way that all the things that we're doing, like we split it up by day. So maybe day one is Broadway and like Times Square and everything that's in that area. Then maybe day two is like Brooklyn and we go do everything in that area. And then maybe day three is like, I don't know, Midtown. We go do everything in that area. Like that's kind of how the best way, cause like we're going to spend a lot of time just walking and like traveling to place. So that's going to be, yeah. Okay. Where is my thing? Hello? Hello? I don't even remember what I need. Oh, NYC. That makes sense. That's crazy. Okay, what's on my list? Okay, MoMA. I was right. Oh! I want to go see the Met Museum. Again, not even just to go in it, just to see it. American Museum of Natural History. Battery Park to see the Statue of Liberty. The Brooklyn Nine-Nine building. I want to go to the Brooklyn Bridge. And then I guess in like Long Island area, Nick wants to go to the Museum of the Moving Image, which is like very pop culture. Very things like that. And I guess it's all on the list. So I pretty much did remember everything. Anyways, I'm just in like full New York mode right now. I'm really freaking excited about it. And yeah, I can't believe I'm gonna see my first Broadway show. Oh my god. So yeah, we need to wrap up this travel I just need to take a minute. I feel like I'm speaking so fast. Like, can I not just, like, take a chill pill and relax for a second? Let's wrap up. Just kidding. Let's wrap up our travel conversation so I can freaking move on with my life. So, the places I want to go, Athens, Greece, New York as much as I can, London, of course. I'd love to go to LA someday. I know people say it's gross, but I want to go anyways. I don't care if it's gross. I've never been. I hate when people do that. I hate when, like, as somebody who hasn't traveled hardly at all, when you're talking to somebody who has traveled and you're like, yeah, I really want to go to LA. And they're like, ew, don't. It is so gross. I'm like, yeah, well, you've experienced that. I have not. I would like to experience the grossness of LA myself. Thank you. I hate when people are like that. Ew, don't go to LA. That's so gross. Bitch, I don't care. You've been and I have not. Stop. I think that's a little dramatic of me, but I don't care. Okay, so yeah, I want to go to LA at some point. I would love to do that. Just like California in general. I'd love to go to Miami. Italy for sure. Just anywhere in Italy. Anywhere in France. I would love to go to Germany. Germany is gorgeous. And Munich is so beautiful. Berlin, so beautiful. And it's so funny. Germany is actually, that's funny because I know a lot of girls will be like, yeah, I'm like 25% German and 25% Irish and 25% this. Like, yeah, okay, whatever. I don't like to say that I'm German. I have relatives that came from Germany. I don't like to say that that makes me German because it doesn't. Like, I'm not German. I'm like 100% Canadian. But I have like relatives that were from Germany. And because of that, I tried to learn it. And I've been like on and off learning German for like since high school. And so some days I get really serious about it and then I fall off, and then I get serious about it again and then I fall off. But I feel like I know enough to, like, generally get around Germany. Like, I know about, like, how to navigate, like, bus numbers and stuff like that, and, like, trains and stuff like that. I know enough to, like, order something really simple off of a menu at a restaurant. Like, I know very basic shit. So I feel like I could get around. Would they know that I'm not German? Of course they would. Hallo. Ich heiße Emma. Wie geht's? The Germans who are watching this right now are going to be like, okay. All right there. So yeah, I would love to go to Germany. I think that would be so much fun. I'd love to go to Austria, Amsterdam, everywhere. I want to go everywhere. Okay. That's that. And eventually I will. And I need to not rush it. I'm still so young. I need to just relax. I need to let things happen. And that's that. Okay. So yeah, let's wrap that up. Let's move on. You guys, the steak, the meat and potatoes of this episode is Pedro Pascal. And I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, again. Yeah, again. Yeah, because Pedro Pascal is feeding us right now. Oh my God, my lips are so dry. You know when you have like dead skin on your lips? Ew, that's totally what's happening right now. Ew. And then you eat it. Ew, you guys, I'm disgusting. Whatever, we're moving on. Ew, don't look. Guys, stop. Okay, so Pedro Pascal, I need to open up my notes for this shit. Because my For You page right now is like swarmed and flooded with Pedro Pascal content. And I'm not complaining for one second because I love Pedro Pascal. First of all, team, I watched the first episode of The Last of Us Season 2. I watched it. I watched it. And I had to for you guys so I could speak about it. And for myself because it's Pedro Pascal. You guys, I don't think, and I'm not going to, this is going to be a spoiler-free, this is a spoiler-free episode. Okay, thank you. I don't think I have the heart. I don't think I have the strength to watch the rest of the season. And that has nothing to do with me knowing what happens in the game. That has nothing to do with like the plot. It has nothing to do with the story. It's the fact that I don't think I can bear one more minute of seeing Pedro Pascal old and with those slutty little dad glasses on his face. I don't think I can bear one more second of seeing that. He's just trying to be a good dad, okay? He's just trying to be a good dad, and he's old and he has gray hair and he wears those cute little glasses on his face. And he says, hey, kiddo. I can't handle it. I can't handle it, okay? Therefore, I will not be watching the rest of the season. That's a lie. Yes, I will. I love Pedro Pascal. And his fucking Texan little accent. Get out of my face, Pedro. Get out of my face. I love you too much. Oh my God. So yeah, I recommend if you enjoyed the first season, I think you will enjoy this season as well. It's so far, it's so good. And don't worry about like rewatching the first season or anything, because in the beginning of the episode, it goes through like a very nice kind of recap of the season before. So you're good. You can just hop right in and enjoy it. Okay, thank you. I think it's going to be a really intense season. I think it's going to be crazy. And yeah, my heart can't handle it. So that's that. Thank you so much. Other than that, Pedro Pascal, hey, can you just take a break? Bro is in so many things. He is in, okay, there's The Last of Us that just came out, Fantastic Four that's coming out, Freaky Tales that's coming out, The Mandalorian and Grogu movie that's coming out, Avengers Doomsday that's coming out, The Materialist that's coming out, and a movie that I want to watch so badly that I don't know if it's going to be streaming anywhere is The Uninvited. Because that kind of, that happened. There was a moment on TikTok from like a trailer that was out, because all the TikTok editors were doing their jobs, and then it fell off because there was nowhere to stream it. And so I haven't heard about it for a while, and then Pedro Pascal posted about it on his story the other day. So I said, please tell me we're getting The Uninvited, because I want to watch the scene where he fucking makes out with that girl at the party. Yeah, I need it. So please, I think it was on Prime for like a minute. Put it back. Put it back. I want to watch it. Thank you. And it's so exciting for me because, listen, I love Pedro Pascal. And especially because, let me tell you something. I mentioned this before. I didn't get on the Pedro Pascal train until, like, late. So anything that Pedro Pascal was in, I didn't get to see it in the theaters because, like, I joined late. I joined the train late, okay? So now that, like, there's something about seeing your celebrity crush or, like, a celebrity that you really, really admire. Something about seeing them on the big screen. It's a different experience than just, like, watching a movie at home. It's different. So the fact that I have, like, 40 million things to go see in the theaters, I'm really excited. And it just makes me even more excited because every time that I have gone to the theaters to see, like, the Minecraft movie and shit, they're playing the Fantastic Four trailer. And it's just like, ooh, Pedrito. Oh my God, I can't. Anyways. So, yeah, I'm very excited. Fantastic Four, I hate to say it, looks fantastic. Okay. Now, the one thing that I'm not 100% sure about is, okay, Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, he is the stretchy guy. Like, he stretches. And so Marvel just released a new trailer where, yes, the girl, what's her name? I don't remember. Anyways, the girl is pregnant. And I remember seeing on TikTok and on Instagram, everybody was speculating about her being pregnant. Like, it's called Fantastic Four, like, first steps and shit like that. Like, people were speculating and the people were right. Because in the new trailer, and this is not a spoiler because it is in the trailer that they just posted. So the girl is pregnant. I don't remember how that's relevant to what I was just talking about. Whatever. So, anyways, yeah. Okay, so I'm not sure how it's gonna look with him using his stretching powers. I don't know if it's gonna look dumb. Because from the first look, I was like, okay. I feel like stretching powers in general are a little silly, don't you think? So it'll be very interesting to see how they end up doing that for the movie. Because, like, all I can think of is Elastigirl from The Incredibles. Which, for a cartoon, that works. You know what I mean? So anyways, I'm very interested to see how they're going to do that. Freaky Tales. I have no idea what Freaky Tales is about. What even is it about? I don't even know. I'm excited for that, though, because it looks good. And, okay, guys, don't even get me started. The Mandalorian and Grogu, the movie. And because there was just a Star Wars event that passed where they gave, like, the first look of Din Djarin, like, his character in it. And God damn it, he looks good. God damn it, he looks so good. There's something about a man in a helmet, I'm telling you. A masked man, I'm telling you. There's really just something about it. Wow. I'm so excited for that because I really did have my Mandalorian moment there. I was obsessed. Like, I still am. I think it's a fantastic show. I think it's so good. And the fact, and like I said, like, of course there's the experience of coming home from work, turning on Disney Plus and watching an episode of The Mandalorian, but going to the big screen, going to the theater and seeing Mandalorian on my giant screen, my Ultra AVX screen. Yes! I'm so happy that they're doing that. I'm so excited. I love Mandalorian and I love Grogu. Because he's right here, obviously. His tag is sticking out. I'm really sorry about that. I love Mandalorian. I love Grogu. So I'm very excited that they're doing that. And unfortunately, I think I do have to wait until 2026 for that. Whatever. It's fine. I can wait. It's fine. Anyway, so there's that. Avengers Doomsday, which he was just released to be in. So I would imagine all of Fantastic Four, I would imagine, is in Avengers Doomsday. And listen, I know that Tom Hiddleston is in Avengers Doomsday because of that video with, like, all of, like, the chairs and stuff like that. I have to burp again. No, I don't. So I know there's that. I hope so badly that Sophia DiMartino, who was Sylvie and Loki, I beg of her to be in Avengers Doomsday. I think it's gonna be big. Like, it's gonna be like Endgame type shit. But I feel like it's gonna include like X-Men, freaking Fantastic Four. So I hope it really, like, bring her back. I love her. I love her so much. I had my Loki moment too. It was bad. It was really bad because I think the first season came out during COVID, didn't it? Or, like, right when COVID was kind of, like, ending or whatever. I had my moment. I was really obsessed with that show. In season 2, my God. Anyways, yeah. And like I said, the Uninvited, they need to put it on a freaking streaming platform already so I can watch it. And The Materialist. Yes. Yes. With Chris Evans. Yeah. Yeah. This is unacceptable, you guys, because, oh my God. Because here's what I'm understanding about The Materialist is it's like a love triangle situation. Two guys that she has to choose between. Chris Evans is like the humble, poor guy that has like a really good heart, blah, 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 blah. And then Pedro Pascal is like the rich man who's going to give her whatever she wants in life. Dakota Johnson, pick the rich man. He will provide for you. And he's hot. And I've been seeing all the girls on TikTok and Instagram are agreeing with me. Pick the rich man. Because I feel like in all of the movies like that, they always go for like the poor dude that has a good heart. No, go for the rich man. He's going to provide for you. And you can have whatever you want. He's going to get you whatever you want. And he's Pedro fucking Pascal. Yeah. My God. So I'm going to need that desperately. Pick Pedro. And I know she's not. Dakota Johnson's not going to pick him. I can't even talk about it. I would. Pedro, I would pick you. Just so that you know. And yeah. And, oh my God, I like that. I don't even know what the event was for. It was a Star Wars event, okay? And so there was a bunch of... Also, what's with this Ryan Gosling in Star Wars? What's with that? I don't know what that's about. Loop me in on that. Thank you. There was this... Where all these like Star Wars icons were together, and Pedro Pascal was three people from Hayden Christensen. I love Hayden Christensen. Revenge of the Sith, episode 3, is my favorite Star Wars movie out of all of them. I love Hayden Christensen, and he was three people away from Pedro Pascal in the same room, in the same photo, in the same TikTok video. I really love that. I'm really here for that. I really love that. I think that's really amazing. And so, yeah. So, you guys, this year and, like, next year, and as all of these movies are coming out, I will be insufferable. My Pedro phase will be in full swing. It's going to be back. Because I mentioned last week that, like, my Pedro Pascal phase was, like, kind of not gone, but it was put on the back burner for a second because Fourth Wing took over my life. Which I finally read a few more chapters of Onyx Storm yesterday, and I can feel the spark coming back. So I will be finishing this book, hopefully by the end of the month. I hope. Because then I need to move on to either ACOTAR or Powerless. And listen, my coworker told me that after Fourth Wing, ACOTAR is like not that good. Don't, book girls, don't come for me. I need y'all to confirm this for me. Anybody who started with Fourth Wing and then went to ACOTAR, is it worth it? Is it still good? Because I heard, of course, if I started with ACOTAR, I feel like it'd be like, yeah, this is the best thing I've ever read in my life. And then if I went to Fourth Wing, it'd be like, okay, this is better. I don't know. The book girls need to confirm this for me. When I finish Fourth Wing, is it... Sorry. It's the cat's food. It's ready. Thank you. Y'all need to let me know, since I started with Fourth Wing, is it going to be any good going to ACOTAR after? Or should I, like, give it some time, go to Powerless for a little bit, or maybe Throne of Glass? Okay, the book girlies, tell me what to do. I have recently just started reading. I have not read in years since high school. I started with Fourth Wing. Okay? I feel like that's a high bar to set myself. So I have not read Throne of Glass. I have not read Powerless. I've not read ACOTAR. Okay, if I start with Fourth Wing, what should I do next? Book girlies, please help me. What should I read next? After Fourth Wing. When I finish Onyx Storm, what should I go to? Please tell me, because I actually don't know. Tell me. Because I have a Costco membership and I can get the whole ACOTAR series for like $50 or something like that. So tell, okay? Just let me know. Thank you. Let me know. So that's that. So this week I'm fangirling mega hard over Pedro Pascal. That is going to continue to be the case as these movies come out. Wow. And I'm so happy to actually, because I know Pedro Pascal had his moment for a second there. Like there was like Wonder Woman 84. There was What's it called? The Kingsman, The Golden Circle, which I've watched that movie like 18 times now. It's so good. So I'm happy to like actually be here for this new era of Pedro Pascal, so I can see it in the theaters in real time. I can see everything in real time. The TikTok edits are going to be so good. They already are so good. I am really excited. So yeah, this week, heavy on Pedro Pascal. Heavy on Pedro Pascal. Heavy on New York City right now. Heavy on Broadway. Heavy on Fourth Wing, as always. And that's that. So I'm so sorry, you guys. This episode was kind of crazy. I'm having a very crazy weekend right now. Very busy. And yeah, I think I'm going to end it there. I think so. So thank you so much for joining me today. If you're not on YouTube, come subscribe to me on YouTube, please. I've been having a really fun time with YouTube. And I finally just started posting shorts. Why have I not been doing that? The engagement is so good. Anyways, subscribe to me on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Podcast, whatever, rate me 5 stars, would you? Give us a like, a little thumbs up. And yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to share my really exciting news with you guys next week. So hang in there and have a wonderful long weekend. I know by the time this comes out, it's going to be the end of the weekend, but whatever. I hope you had a wonderful long weekend, and I will fangirl with you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I love ya. Bye-bye.